Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. If you're just joining us, welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show on a program we affectionately call Football Fridays here. Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show is right here. And it's been a lot of CFL talk, although in Hour 1 was pretty special, too. We had Andy McNamara with us, former voice of the Tiger Cats, the NLL. And he's the host of the number one Cleveland Browns podcast. And he related the fact that new Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski is meeting with Chris Jones this morning about the future of that staff, the holdovers from the Freddie Kitchen era. So maybe we'll have some news by the end of the day, at least 24 to 48 hours on Chris Jones' future. Coming up here in Hour 2, Hamilton Tiger Cats special teams coordinator Jeff Reinbold. And in moments, pending free agent in the CFL receiver Davaris Daniels, former Calgary Stampeder, and spent last season with the Edmonton Eskimos. We have, throughout the program, unveiled our list of top 10 free agents. It begins February 12th in the CFL. There were a few graphical glitches. Can I say that, Darren?
Sure, absolutely.
Graphical glitches. So it's up on our Twitter feeds. It's on our social media feeds, our lists. I'm getting bashed for saying Nick Arbuckle's number one. Lynch's list is coming up. Clark's as well. Nick Lewis has Stanley Bryant as his number one. It's created discussion. As my friend Johnny Athens would say, that's the whole idea. Curtis Nelson watching from Nelson Motors and Equipment. Good morning, Nelly. He says, finally get to watch the show live. I'm in the Toronto airport on the way to New York.
How about that, eh, guys?
Morning, Nelly. Something? He's from Avonlea, Lynch.
Right, I know. On the Avonlea Greats, eh?
He's another Highway 39 kid.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah. I don't mean kid-ish. I mean Highway 39-ish. Marshall Hamilton tuning in. He says, hello from Marshall in Mesa, Arizona. He's the usual Tuesday co-host here during football season. Former Rider, Ticat, and Stampeder. Marshall says, I miss you guys. Regardless of the ratio rules, talent will always show through as cream always rises to the top. Also, nationalizing experiences Americans helps us keep them north of the 49th.
Wow.
All of the reasons that I'm saying, it gives Americans incentive to stay with one team. It gives them incentive to stay in the CFL. I think it's a massive watershed movement, quite frankly, that they are naturalizing Americans into the CFL, making them non-imports. And I think it's long overdue. Donald Mitchell's watching from Ottawa. He says, I'm feeling like I'm back in the prairies here in Ottawa today. Minus 20 with a minus 30 wind chill. Nothing compared to what Saskatobans put up with. I know, but in Ottawa, they say it's a wet cold.
Whatever the hell that is.
Saskatobans, of course, are people that live or have lived in both provinces. Lynch, have you experienced Ottawa winter?
Oh, I have. It's terrible. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
Winter, period, sucks.
Winter is not. It's winter sucks. No question about that.
Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center poll. Today, what's the pressure on the Riders in 2020 compared to 2013? Last time they hosted the Grey Cup was 2013 and they won. They're hosting the Grey Cup in 2020. What's the pressure compared? On Facebook, 47.6%, 48% of you are saying there's more pressure now. 40% of you saying it's the same, and 13% of you saying there's less pressure. Why did we even put less on there?
There's more pressure because we did it in 2013. People think we can do it again. We want to do it again. Pressure to repeat. They're demanding we do it again. I can't believe the people I'm associated with in the last 2 months at different parties. Normal people.
Yeah.
Come up and tell me that the Riders will got to win the Grey Cup this year. We want to see that Grey Cup, Lynch. We want to have that five there. When you put your hand up, it's five, not four. And they're serious about it. They're really serious, and they're going to put pressure on the Riders. And I know the Riders, by the way, maybe even behind the scenes, are working very hard getting things going. But it comes down, Darren, it still comes down to what you do in the field.
You have to. You have to perform. I don't know. We were at that stretch, though, were we not, in 2013, where it was host teams that were winning
every year.
Winning every
BC,
year.
BC, Toronto,
become
and
the expectation.
Now it's been a while.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be the expectation
no.
that just because you host, you're going to be in the game and you're going to win.
Of course, everybody remembers 2013 with great game and we won.
Of course. But, yeah, there's a lot of pressure on that team this year for sure. New stadium. You've got the party being planned and all the rest. There's high expectations on this to be one of the greatest Grey Cups. And of course, you want the Riders in it, but
and you can't lose a lot of good guys,
and the team's good.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting. There's a lot of pressure on that organization.
Well, recapping some of the topics that we laid out earlier on in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Some of these is the Rider coaching staff. What's the holdup? People are getting concerned around here that they haven't announced their coaches yet. Most teams have. Winnipeg hasn't. Toronto hasn't. I think everybody else has. I don't think it's a big deal, but it kind of is a tell that people are getting pretty wound up about the fact that this is the Grey Cup year.
Yeah.
Why is the coaching staff not announced yet? I don't think it's a big deal. But I mean, back in the day in 2013, I was in Brennan Tamman's office almost every day. In Corey Chamberlain's office probably 2-3 times a week. I saw the pressure. The Riders don't operate that way. It's all Fort Knox around there. And that's fine. Is that to shield them from the pressure? I don't know. Chamberlain would come to work in the morning in the dark and go home at night at the dark. Like, he shielded himself pretty well from outside pressure. Are O'Day and Dickinson feeling it? They're community guys. Their kids play sports and, well, Dickie doesn't have sports, but he's out. Well, Jeremy is. He's a year-round guy here.
Right.
Dickinson, I'm not really sure. But that's still all part of the pressure. And it goes back to, asking our fans, what are your concerns for the team? They're saying the linebacker position. Derek Moncrief gone to the NFL. Solomon Mimian is a free agent. He led the team in tackles last year. And let's not forget, he didn't start playing until week 4 or 5. So when he did get in there, he had a huge impact. And Cam Judge looks like he's going to test free agency. So people are concerned about that. Clark tells me that Devaris Daniels is trying to log in. He'll let us know when he's ready. Frenzy, they told me that you're going to need to read your list of top 10 free agents. Can you do that?
Yep.
You got to. Here, from 10 to 1, if you don't mind, okay?
Why
John Lynch's top 10 free agents.
Depth number 10, Mike Filer.
Slow down.
Mike Filer, offensive lineman, Toronto. Number 9, Eric Stryker, the linebacker with the Argos from Oklahoma when he was here at camp, and I liked him a lot. Number 8, Aaron Grimes, good defensive back from the Eskimos. Number 7, Chris Rainey, the running back from Toronto, at Florida State, and a pretty good football player, very versatile. Clayton Lang, defensive lineman from Toronto, Canadian, been in the NFL, a very good football player. Defender Chandler, outstanding defensive back from Winnipeg. Number 4, Bobby Richardson, defensive lineman, Toronto. Mike Moore, this is a guy I think this club would really want to get a hold of.
Okay.
From the Edmonton Eskimos. Number 3, defense, 6'5", 285. Really had a great year with the Eskimos last year. Not much talk about him, but he is a good football player. And number 2, I have Donnie Jackson, the running back from the Stampeders, who's a free agent. We just talked to him last week. Number 1, your old buddy, Teddy Laurent. Great nose tackle in Hamilton. And I think the Riders went after him for a long time. But my list, what I'm giving you is what I would think the Riders would want. This is how the Riders will look at this for the guys they wanted.
Right. Well, Ted Laurent's already signed.
Okay.
That was this week, I think. Was it? Or late last week. Ted Laurent is off the board.
Yep.
So it's interesting to look at everybody's lists because I believe I'm right. And yours is nowhere near similar to mine.
Right.
And Nick's is nowhere near similar to mine.
Nick and I agree on Mike Moore. That's what I like.
Mike Moore, you and Nick, yeah.
Yeah.
And Darren, you were going to do one, but then you didn't do one.
Yeah, I defaulted to Nick's. So
okay.
Nick got my pick. He's been in the trenches. I just I like to pick your guys' apart. That's fun. But no, it's I like Nick's. That's where I
But mine would change. Well, that's one thing you ask us to do it again. You got to say, What are we saying? Is this is how things look for the team, or just generally speaking?
Well, okay, Kip, if we did this last year, if we had this show last year, which, by the way, we're planning a special free agent edition of the show, right?
Yes.
Why would you not have a quarterback number one on your list now when last year Mike Riley was by far the number one quarterback on the list? Why would a quarterback not always be the number one guy on the list?
For the Rough Riders, because we got one. We got a great one.
And that's
so if you did yours like ours, because as John explained, his is for who the Riders should go after. Yeah. Ours is just top 10 across the board. Would you have a quarterback number one?
If we didn't have Cody?
Yeah.
Oh, certainly, but we have him. The guy's
right.
From
here's my argument on that, and I think Nick Arbuckle and Matt Nichols are 1-2 when it comes to Toronto, when it comes to Ottawa. But every other franchise in the CFL has a quarterback, do they not? Everybody else isn't in the market for a quarterback. There's only two markets. So
Toronto needs a quarterback. Ottawa needs a quarterback. Yeah. Winnipeg needs a quarterback. They don't have one signed.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay. So that makes it a little more valuable. There you go.
And I think Montreal, if...
But I think they're comfortable with Vernon Adams.
If you were to put a gun to their head, they might be in on signing somebody this offseason,
too. They may want an upgrade. So there you go. There's the perspective. But in my opinion, you know, most of the majority of the teams, they're not in need of a quarterback.
No.
So when it comes to the league as a whole, maybe not the most important position.
When can you put up the comment, fellas, from Cindy Davis? She's made a really good point here, and it's pertaining to our poll question today. And if you missed it, what's the pressure in 2020 compared to 2013 for the Rough Riders? Cindy says, in 2013, there was also that additional pressure because it was the last Grey Cup to be played in the former stadium. Seeing the Riders in that Grey Cup was a great farewell to that stadium. Well, in 2013, we didn't know that was going to be the last game, Grey Cup in Taylor Field. We didn't start the talk of the new stadium till after that, did we, Lynch?
It's 2017.
They broke ground in June of 2014.
Yeah.
Maybe we did know.
Yeah.
Did we or did we not know?
No, we didn't know.
We didn't know.
We went in there in 2017. We only been in 3 years.
Right. So we didn't know this time in 2013 that there was going to be a new stadium.
No,
I'm not discounting what you're saying, Cindy. I mean, pressure's pressure. But I'll say it again. Jim Hobson sat in his chair and said the pressure that he was putting on Brendan Tamman and Corey Chamberlain. He's admitted it.
Yeah.
Like, win or you're gone.
Yep.
Yeah, do you think that's the pressure on these guys?
It's pretty immense, and I'm sure it is.
I haven't voted on this yet, and I'm going to tell you, I don't think the pressure is as immense now as it was then.
Well, how can you say that?
Because jobs aren't on the line. I don't think jobs are on the line here. They were in 2013.
Wow, yeah.
What do you mean they're not in the line? What if they were?
If they don't win the Grey Cup this year, nobody's getting fired. But in 2013, if they hadn't won it, they were gone. That was made very clear
probably
by Jim Hobson, and he admitted it.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of people will be ticked off if they don't win that Grey Cup. What if they don't make it? What if they don't make the Grey Cup?
Cost Len Rhodes his job in Edmonton.
How much of
the president?
How much of the Grey Cup, the economic spinoff, the community, the tickets, the run to it, merchandise, all of that can help the Riders and their bottom line and can help the Riders pay for the stadium? How much of it? Is it significant?
Oh, sure.
What was the profit last time? Was like 10
And if that's the case, and you've got a big stadium, you still got to pay off, and you've got other things that you need to do, and it's a big financial, you know, because you don't know when. I mean, Reynolds comes from the accounting department, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he knows the numbers, and he could be sitting back banking on, hey, look it, I got this Grey Cup. I can really use that to get the books back up, right?
Well, sure.
So if my team's not in it, though, all of this money that I budgeted to earn isn't going to be there.
Oh, he's
and I've committed to the board and all these other places all this money. So he could be putting just as much pressure on O'Day and Dickinson.
By the Riders winning it so well in 2013 and making the profit they did, which was fantastic, they put themselves in a situation where they're under a lot of pressure. Back to the stupid statement again. They're expected to put on a great show. If they don't show up for the game, they don't make the playoffs, oh, man, it would be sad here.
So furthermore, Terry Carrier writes in and he says, nope. It was announced by the 2013 Grey Cup that we were getting a new stadium. And I might be wrong. It's happened once or twice in my life.
What?
That I was wrong. Curtis Nelson, furthermore, brings up a good point. He says, I think the team was at the point in 2013 they had to win as all the players were in their prime. I think we have a bigger window now than we did then. This is part of the reason why I wanted to bring this topic up today, because in the gym yesterday or the day before, I had a guy come up to me and talk about the Riders O-line and that it's getting old. And that may be true, but they're still very good. And we were talking about Dan Clark and Brendan Labatt. The tackles are free agents, but I think you want them back. Dakota Shepley's really the only what you'd call young guy.
Yeah.
But what we agreed as we sat there and talked about it is you just got to get through 1 year. A very big year.
Squeeze the lemon.
Right. This is tight it's a tighter window, Nelly, than I think you think. They're young in other areas. They're young at the most important area. Quarterback.
All I
27 years of age.
Everywhere I go, people are talking football.
Mm-hmm.
And Grey Cup comes up right away. They want the Grey Cup.
So you're saying the pressure's the same, if not more?
It's more. And okay. I don't know if that's fair or not. Is it fair or not? What's fair in love and war in football? Eh?
Fair about football? Nothing.
But I don't think it's fair, but people are expecting it. And if we get a couple of our free agents don't sign, go somewhere else, and they're the reason for us losing, and the team explains that, the fans will not understand it. That's what the general manager of the Ottawa Redblacks told us on this show, that he expected the fans to understand what happened to his team. And we laughed.
And they didn't understand.
We laughed at it.
Jeff Reinbold joins us next from the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Hang on. It's a Football Friday. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members, plus members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Jeff Reinbold, a Friday morning sports update. The Winnipeg Jets will try and make it back-to-back wins on home ice tonight when they host the Tampa Lightning in one of three NHL games. Winnipeg beat Vancouver 4-0 Tuesday to halt a six-game home slide. The New York Knicks are hoping for some good news regarding Canadian guard R.J. Barrett. He departed in the third quarter last night with an ankle injury in the Knicks' 121-98 loss to the Phoenix Suns. Barrett was seen using crutches leaving the arena after the game. The Raptors and Washington Wizards meet for the second time this season tonight at Scotiabank Arena. The Raptors beat the Wizards 122-118 in their last matchup on December the 20th. Coach Nick Nurse said that guard Fred VanVleet could be ready to play this weekend. American President Donald Trump will welcome the LSU football team to the White House today after the Tigers defeated Clemson Monday night in the Natty. Trump attended the national championship game in New Orleans, which LSU won 42-25. Canadian Brooke Henderson heads into the second round of the LPGA season opening Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions, four shots behind leader Danielle Kang. Brooke opened with a 4-under 67 yesterday. I met her here at the CP Women's Open. I can call her Brooke. We're tight. This sports update for Seat Giant Stop paying. Hang on, Lynch. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RP Show fans. Visit seatgiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, it is Fish Friday. Fish and chips on sale. See you at Wendell's. We'll see you tomorrow before the Rush Colorado Mammoth NLL game. It is our pleasure to go out on video chat now, all the way to the United Kingdom. We've got CFL icon Jeff Reinbold with us on video chat. I don't know if it's afternoon, evening. How are you, Coach?
I'm good, Rod. How are you?
Good. That is a very clear connection for all the way across the pond. How's your offseason been?
It's been really good. You know, I have a really, unique arrangement with the Ticats. When we're done at season, I can come over here and broadcast NFL games for Sky Sports and all the way through the Super Bowl. So I'll be in Miami for the Super Bowl, and then when finished, we'll head back to Canada.
You've been doing that for quite some time, too, because I've been following you. How did that come about, being an analyst on Sky Sports for the NFL?
Well, to be honest with you, it was just kind of a fluke. I was working in the NFL office here in London, and Fox, you know, owns Sky Sports. So this was where they would send their young broadcasters to kind of cut their teeth a little bit. Aikman started over here. Moose Johnson started over here. Darren Woodson was supposed to be doing a game and couldn't come at the last second. And it was a Friday. They couldn't get the work visa done fast enough to get anybody else in here. And the president of the NFL office came down and said, "Hey, you fooled around with TV." They said, "Yeah, when I got fired in Winnipeg, I did." And he said, "Would you come on the show and just fill in for Darren this weekend?" And from there, it's been, you know, 12 years of doing it.
Well, it looks like you have a hell of a lot of fun doing it, by the way, so that's good. Can you give me a recap of the 2019 Hamilton Tiger Cats season? Because it looked pretty wild from out here.
Well, I think, Rod, when you talk about our 19 season, you got to go back a couple years, because it's kind of that season was the product of, or a byproduct of, what happened in 17, when the club was really, you know, we were a mess, and June Jones came in and solidified things and stabilized things. And then, you know, I think it was really unique. And you got to know June to understand. There are very few guys in the world, I think, that would do this. But I think he recognized that Orlando was a hot topic and that there were a lot of people that wanted to hire him after the 18 season. And he stepped aside so that Orlando could take the job and was initially going to stay as our offensive coordinator, then got the Houston job in the XFL. But Orlando took what June gave him and really took it to the next level. If you know anything about Orlando, and I know you do because you spend, you know, so much time in the league and around the league, he is a unique human being and one of the best leaders I've ever been around. He's a great football guy, but great X and O guy. But more than anything else, he's a person guy, and he believes in people and he empowers his assistants, and, you know, he's completely changed from 2017 to 2019, completely changed the culture of the club and had good players. And then, you know, it was just the thing about belief. We didn't play very well the last game, and I think that's the one we'll all remember. But, you know, you can't take away a 15-3 season. There haven't been very many 15-3 seasons in the history of the league.
None in Hamilton for sure. And actually we're talking, well, that was the best Ticats season ever. And so we're talking about favorites in 2020. Hunger would be the number one word in Hamilton, I would think, coming back because of what happened in the Grey Cup.
Well, I think, you know, again, I think we have the maturity as a staff and an organization to understand that you're not defined by one game, but certainly we didn't feel at all like we finalized what we had started. So it'll be a season to come back and get back to work. There's so much, God, this is what's so unique about, one of the things that's so unique about the CFL, everything can change so fast because of the free agency now. When we allowed the players to have one-year contracts as a league, we really opened the door for just these massive free agency moves that can happen. And so teams can get better real fast, and teams can drop off the map real fast. You look at Ottawa, I mean, Ottawa had been to, I think it's 3 out of 5 Grey Cups, and then all of a sudden they couldn't beat anybody. And it was, it was a question that they just had lost all their players in free agency. And so it's every year is a new year. And it's good, I think, in one regard. It's bad in the other regard, because I think it's important in our league that there is a fan identification with the players. And I know particularly in it, where you're at, that's really a big deal. And Hamilton is very much like Saskatchewan in some ways.
How about next year, 2001, you're going to have the Grey Cup there. That should be a big deal for Hamilton, eh?
Yeah, you know, it's something we've really been, you know, aching to have for an awful long time. When we built the new stadium, you know, obviously that put us in a different position in terms of how the league looks at us. The opportunity to have our stadium's a beautiful stadium, just like yours is. And any of a Grey Cup, it's a tremendous benefit to the city, to the economics of the city, to the image of the city, to the, you know, to the, you know, just the whole thing. The whole deal is a huge, huge economic benefit. And I think, you know, you guys, I heard you guys talking about how important it is for the Riders to be at home next year for your Grey Cup. And I remember when you beat us in 13 in Saskatchewan, how tough it was to walk into that stadium and see, you know, 40,000 green shirts and maybe about 15 black ones, because it was really a home field advantage.
You know, when you said the image of Hamilton, something popped into my head. You know, Kent Austin and I are very good friends. Kent said, and E.T., they said, when we recruit players to Hamilton, we have to bring them in at night.
You know, it's funny, Rod. You know, when I first came into the league, I remember after my first year, I'd been around the league, and I really knew the CFL cities that well. And after the first year, I said, man, there's two places that I know I am never going to live. One is Hamilton, and the other is Saskatchewan. And what I've found is, just like when I talk to Tommy Condell or I talk to anybody who has coached in Saskatchewan, they all say it's a great place. And Hamilton's the same way. Optically, it may not be where you want to spend your vacation time, but you talk about the people, and every city is about the people. And if you're a football coach, you want to be in a city where football is important. And certainly in Hamilton and Saskatchewan, it's the number one priority.
Well, it's funny. You've been in Hamilton long enough. Leo Ezrin's always takes me down to that dock or that wharf for lunch on the water. You can see David Braley's place across the lake. So there are beautiful spots, right?
Yeah, I live on a sailboat down in that little harbor right there. So yeah, there are an awful lot of nice places.
I'll knock on your door next time. Now,
all right.
I think everybody was a little surprised that Mazzoli signed so early and didn't get to free agency. And then Dane Evans welcomed him. He went on Twitter and said, you know, let's get to work in 2020. Only surprised because I don't know how much money there is to go around, but that's a pretty good 1-2 combo. And were you surprised that it happened so fast?
No, not really, because I think it's smart by Jeremiah, because he's going to need time. You know, you still got to understand he's coming off of a major knee injury. And I think he recognizes the fact that he needs time. He and Dane have a very unique relationship. The quarterback room at our place is very, very strong. Tommy does a great job with those guys. And so there's a real, you know, they support one another an awful lot. And I was glad when I saw it happen, but really not surprised. And I think you saw today Tunde Adeleke re-signed with us, and that's another huge signing because, Rod, you know from your time in this league, you win with your Canadian talent. Your Americans kind of cancel each other out, but it's the Canadian talent that wins in the Canadian Football League. And Tunde's a great young player that gives us a lot of flexibility. He can play Sam, he can play safety, and he's a great special teams player.
Do you got a couple more minutes? Because The more questions I have for you, the more I talk. Bobby Dice went off on Twitter watching the divisional playoff games in the NFL last weekend saying, why are the announcers saying these high, deep? Did you see it?
No, I mean, I'm watching the game as a special teams coach. I imagine Bobby was probably throwing things at the TV.
Then you get it. So he was basically saying, why are these announcers saying these punts that are so high and deep and right down the middle are great, but you don't want returnable punts? Can you talk about the difference between NFL and CFL punting and what you're asking your punters to do?
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, you watch a guy come in to our league, and I'll use Ty Long as a perfect example. he came into our league, and he, when he was at University of Alabama, Birmingham, he was just punted as far as you can, Ty, and then, you know, that's good enough. It's hard to do that in our league, to punt the ball down the middle of the field and think that you're going to cover the, you know, cover the field. It's just impossible. And then you add the 5-yard halo to it, and, you know, you're putting your team at risk, actually, when you punt that way. So when I went to BC in 18, and you know, we worked really hard with Ty to become a better directional punter. The same thing we did with Lyram last year, because, you know, his net punting is the only stat that matters. How far you punt the ball really doesn't matter, especially in the Canadian Football League. You know, to be honest with you, a kicker's got to be a much better kicker in our game than he does in the National Football League, because you can just get a big, strong leg guy on kickoffs and kick it deep, and it's a touchback every time. And the same thing, Tommy Morstead, who's the highest paid punter in the NFL, kicked for us at SMU, punted for us at SMU. And that's what Tommy is. He just hits it high, and you know, he tries to get it outside the hash, but he's more concerned with how far he kicks it. The game is much better in our special teams game is much better in our game. You see some of the things that have a game, the creativity of all the coaches in the league. I just, it's a much, much better game. Frankly, I as a special teams coach, I wouldn't want to coach in another league.
You mentioned Nataliki back with the Ticats, but Liram Haralahu released to pursue NFL opportunities. Braylon Addison has signed in the NFL. I know you guys well enough to know that you just coach who's there on the field with you. I don't think you worry a whole lot this time of year, but you going to have some new faces to coach in 2020, do you think?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, about those two guys, Rod, I think, and this is the thing people in our league have to understand. Reality, the economic reality for a player is that you have a very short lifespan, and to make the most money you can make while you're playing, because for a lot of these guys, this will be years they'll have in their lives for some of them. And so you need to be able to maximize their earning power. And where can you maximize your earning power most? It's in the National Football League. That's just the economics of the game. So I would never discourage a guy, and I, certainly in Braylon's case, he's a wonderful kid, a great competitor, and a great kid. Or in Liram's case, I encourage Liram to go and give it a shot, because you don't come down this path twice. I mean, it's not like golf or, you know, no check hockey or any of those other things that you can play till you're 60. When it's over, it's over. And as a professional athlete, you have to maximize your time when you can earn money. I think for our league, we got to understand ourselves a little bit too. If we are a league that says you come up here, sign a 3-year contract, and you can't leave for 3 years, it's going to be tougher and tougher for us to get good players up here. We have to understand we're not a feeder system to the NFL. We're not a minor league team, but we are a league that is, you know, understands, you know, a player and understands what a player wants. And so you, like, if you talk to Orlando, I think he would tell you the same thing. We encourage our players to go out and get the best deal possible for them while they're playing.
I think this new CBA is a pretty good morph of that. Some great concessions for the players, yet the league's still protected. Lastly, Jeff, NFL Conference Championships this Sunday. Who are your picks?
I'm tell you what, when I look at the games, I think it's really interesting, Rod. When you look at Tennessee and Kansas City first, the whole thing for Tennessee is, can they take the air out of the ball? Can they, you know, can they play slow down football? And what I mean by that is they've got to play great, great complementary football, and every part of the team is going to have to contribute to that. On defense, they've got to keep the ball in front of them, they got to tackle well, and they got to make Kansas City work for every yard. On special teams, same deal, and even to the point when they go out to punt, they got to go out and they got to use every second of the play clock, if the play clock's running, to keep the game slow. And then Derrick Henry is going to have to be the guy. And, you know, I've watched him. You look at his last 8 games, Rod, and his numbers are as good as ever they've ever been in the NFL. I'm talking about O.J. Simpson's 2,000-yard season. And he just wears people down. You can tackle him in the first quarter, but if you get to the third quarter, he just wears you out. That 62-yard run he had against Baltimore, there's a linebacker free in the hole that just flat turned him down. And so I think that's going to be a big key. Tennessee can't get behind by 2 scores early. If they do, they're in real trouble. And again, Kansas City's got to play. Just beat Kansas City. They were so bad that first 15 minutes against against Houston. I mean, it was unbelievable. So I think they'll win. And then I think that I just got done watching the Packers against the 49ers game in week 12. And those five first-round draft choices that the 49ers have up front, they are something. I mean, Bosa is he is a killer. And so when you look at the Packers, you're really looking at who do you got to stop? You got to stop Davante Adams and you got to stop Aaron Jones because they really don't have very much other than that. Now, it's tough to bet against Aaron Rodgers, but I think on the road, a fresh Niners team, Kittle's ankle's healthy, and they can run the ball real well. So I think it's going to be Kansas City and San Francisco in the Super Bowl.
Like me, an all red Super Bowl. Well, Coach,
are you coming? Are you coming down?
No, it's on next year, right, Darren? It's on my bucket list. I've never been, but we'd like to. If we're going, we want to come down with the show, Coach. So maybe
right, well,
we'll plan for.
I'll tell you what. I'll be the official assistant of the Rod Peterson show for the Super Bowl.
I love it. I love it,
book
man. Book him, Clark.
Book
where are you going?
I'm gonna go. The broadcast's over Sunday. And then we got a week here just to tune up for the show. We'll leave the Sunday before the Super Bowl, and we'll be down there the whole week. So I'll be this for you anytime you want to do it.
I appreciate it. I checked.
We'll do them poolside.
Well, I checked the conditions there every day. Take a coat, Coach, because it's like 24, 25, unseasonably cold. Yeah, with a little bit of rain. So enjoy it. Appreciate it. And well, I guess we'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, man, keep doing your thing. It's great for our league.
Yeah, thanks what you do for the CFL. Thanks, Coach.
Right.
Jeff Reinbold
later.
From the United Kingdom today joining us. And, Frenzy, I know we're late getting you out of here. Folks, the Frenzy walk-off, can we get the wide shot? John's chauffeur is here. Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster John Frenzy heading off to the old boys' lunch. Here it is, folks. Are you?
Oh!
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Uh-oh. Lynch, get those pants up. And John Frenzy is out of here. Thanks, guys. Davaris Daniels of the Edmonton Eskimos next. It's a Football Friday. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snowbeef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to Football Friday, everybody. It's just been a sizzling show, and we still got a couple segments left. I just want to invite you to go to our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook. We've got our top 10 free agent lists on them for the 2020 CFL offseason. And our next guest is number 8 on mine, Deveras Daniels of the Edmonton Eskimos. I just want to remind you, too, Prairie Mobile text line is open, 840-8777. Your concerns for your club heading into free agency, any of you, CFL-wide. We're going to Chicago, Illinois now. Deveras Daniels joining us on video chat. Mr. Daniels, happy 2020. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Very well. Can we straighten something up before we go any further so I don't feel like an idiot? Deveras, yes, or Deveras?
It's Deveras. RV.
Clark!
People mess it up all the time. Man. You did good.
I've been saying it for years, Deveras. So thank you for saying that. Yeah. How's your life as you get ready for free agency in the CFL? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you worried? How are you feeling here in the next couple of weeks?
So this will be my third time going through it. I'm a little anxious every time. Nothing really changes with that, but you have to understand that, you know, you have to be patient. You have to have some kind of patience because it is a big decision. Obviously, the easiest decision for everybody is just to go back to the team that they were on before. But, you know, a lot of us have families to look after. A lot of us have, you know, other things outside of football to put in perspective. So, you know, you kind of have to take your time and view all the pros and cons of all of that and kind of go from there. So you never really know what's going to happen. You never really know what your decision is going to be until, you know, you really get there. Unless you've already re-signed, that's something that you wanted to do. But if you haven't by this point, man, it's, you know, it can be kind of scary.
But here's the thing, Deveras. I'm loving what you're saying, and I'd like you to tell our viewers what go inside your mind. Because every player is different. But at 27, you're going into your prime time. You're the prime player that everybody wants. You've got your years in the league. You've learned. You're in your late 20s. This should be your biggest contract. You know, is that how you're looking at it? Yeah.
For me, it's kind of.
Oh, no. Right when. Oh, there you go. You're good. For me, you said. We still got you? Clark's telling me that we lost his audio connection. I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, I know. Let's hope we can get him back and get the audio fixed up for him. But, you know, it's fun getting the player's perspective. A guy's gone through it 3 times and he's anxious. When you go through it so many times, you're just kind of ready for it to be over with, right? Or to get it over quickly. So that's interesting, and guys maybe going back to their teams. But now you're seeing all these other athletes going about their business in other leagues, teaming up, right? And now you're talking to the athlete, where are you going to play? Where you want to go play?
Colluding.
And as a player, you know, that's the new hot thing. You see it in the NFL. You see it in the NBA big time. And you'd love to, you know, think that the players are doing that here.
They tell me that we've got Deveras' audio fixed, and we'll get you to pick up, Deveras, where you left off. You said, for me, ... What are you thinking?
So, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, for me, it's kind of a tough situation because I know this time around, it's like I know my potential. I know that, you know, the teams that I play for, Calgary and Edmonton, I know that they know my potential. But stat-wise, I haven't been able to fulfill a full season of showing that for whatever reason, whether it's injury or whatever reason. You know, last year I missed five or six games off of a concussion that I got in preseason. And, you know, I look around the league and I see these numbers and it's like, well, had I played in those 5 games, like I'm interested to see what my numbers would be like. And in comparison to everybody else's, and you know, just the confidence that I have in myself and the knowledge that I know about how people feel about me within organizations that have seen me work and seen me play, I know how they feel about me. So, you know, my confidence is through the roof, but I also have to understand that stat-wise, statistically, I haven't hit 1,000 yet. Like, I haven't, you know, I haven't done enough to really put myself as like that top tier guy yet, but I feel like a top tier guy. And so I have to humble myself a little bit and just know that, like, contract wise, maybe this is not my biggest one. Maybe my biggest one is coming down the road. But, you know, all in all, I just want to be happy and I just want to be wanted at the end of the day. And wherever that is, I'm sure that'll be the case.
Well, you've been around this league long enough, and I'm sure guys have told you, this league pays on what you've done. The NFL right. pays on what you're going to do. And right. for those, I'm sure GMs will use your stats against you. I mean, you're a 1,000-yard guy mm-hmm. in terms of yards per game, if you will, or yards per catch, but he's never played more than 13 games. So is that, like, are you talking to GMs yet? And do you have an agent doing this for you, by the way, or are you doing it yourself?
Yeah, so my agent takes care of all that. It's interesting that you said I've never played more than 13 games because I never knew what the number was, but man, I'm just interested to see if I could play a whole 18, what that number looks like. And, you know, that's kind of exciting for me. It makes me feel like one of the more, I guess, more dangerous guys in the league, if you want to put it that way. Just looking at the stats from the number of games that I played and the yards per catch and all that stuff is just encouraging to me. And, you know, I just look at it that way.
You said you've gone through this, you know, a few times already. How much do you know about the window, the contract window that's going to happen before free agency? How much is that going to change things from a player's perspective, being able to get offers before we hit the actual free agency?
Yeah, so that's a little different. I don't know how to even think about that. I know that once that window hits, I know a few people will be interested. I know, you know, a few people will probably reach out and you know, I'll see what they're talking about. And, you know, I'll evaluate every situation for the standpoint of my family first, and then me and football will come second and third. So I'm interested to see what that's like, because I know, like I said, I know how people view me as a receiver, and I know that they also see the potential that's there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it should be interesting for sure.
The other thing I was going to ask you about is how much are the guys across the league talking to each other? Because we're seeing it in other leagues, NBA most recently, but we see it in football too, where guys are teaming up, right? Mm-hmm. You and a guy you've been friends with, you played together, you haven't, and you really want to. It says, hey, they looks like they got some room in Toronto or Edmonton or wherever. How much, you know, are guys talking around the CFL leading up to free agency?
Oh, guys are talking, because the greatest thing about the CFL is the turnover. I think that, you know, it's very rare that a guy plays for one team his whole career. And, you know, you build friends, you build relationships on these teams, and everyone knows that you might not be there. But if you have a chance to get back together, for me, I look at, you know, my friend Juwan Breskison in Calgary, who's also a free agent, and he, you know, he doesn't know what he's going to do. You know, this is his second or third time around as well. And he has, you know, opportunities to go elsewhere or to re-sign, and he really doesn't know. But, you know, I would love to play with him again. I would love to play with, you know, some other guys in the league that I've built relationships with. But at the end of the day, it's family first. So, like, it's so many, you know, different ways that you can approach this. And, you know, it's fun to play with your friends. It's so much fun to play with your friends and be happy doing it, you know, doing it with what you love, you know, the sport that you love and, you know, the job that you have. But at the end of the day, it's about family. And, you know, sometimes you consider those guys family, and it's definitely a driving factor in how you approach free agency and who you sign with, for sure.
Anybody who's been around would tell you, you got it right. Family first. But let me just lastly ask you this about Saskatchewan. What's the view on the Rough Riders as a landing spot for free agents? How desirable is it compared to other teams?
I think Sask is probably one of the most desirable, just based off of, for me, like, if I'm looking at it from my perspective, you know, coming up in Notre Dame, coming up through some big-time programs and the crowds and The locker room, just the facilities that they have is something more that I'm used to. And I know I got a lot of guys who aren't used to that, look to that, and it's like, wow, that's amazing. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it should be done. And it's definitely very enticing. The crowd, man, those games are very, very fun, even if you're on the other side. But to be there, I'm sure it's even better. But like I said, man, at the end of the day, it's all about family. But Sask is definitely probably on the top of everybody's list, at least at some point.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe you can have it all. We're following it very closely. And Devarez, you're obviously a very mature young man. I wish you good luck in free agency. Let's keep in touch, and I appreciate your time here today.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Devarez Daniels of the Edmonton Eskimos, for now.
Yeah.
Some very interesting clips out of that, Clark, which I'm sure he got. Saskatchewan would be the most preferred destination amongst players.
And you can see why.
And he explained why.
And not that other teams aren't. I mean, it's funny. Every team's got different reasons to pull people in. And it's again, trying to be self-aware about what you are, right? I mean, you know, a lot of the teams or some teams across the CFL can't boast a fan base like Saskatchewan has. So don't fake it. But you always have something, you know. In Hamilton, they got a really good group of players, and you've got really good coaches, and you got an opportunity to showcase yourself. And look at this guy went to the NFL, and this guy went to the NFL, you know, in the last couple of seasons, Braylon Addison being the latest. So an opportunity to get there. You look at Saskatchewan, as Devarez said, you know, he played at Notre Dame, and he played in a big college school, and you get that atmosphere, and there's no much more fun than playing in that atmosphere. That's a big landing spot, and the amenities and everything else. You got the big bright lights in the big cities of Montreal and Toronto. Everybody's got something different that they can recruit on, so that's exciting.
We'll take a time out and be back with the overtime segment after this. We've got our top 10 CFL free agent list we've rolled out today. Mine, Nick Lewis's, John Frenzy's, producer Clark's. We'll take yours. Who's your number one free agent? I'd love to know for our viewership. We'll be continuing this through the next few weeks as free agency opens on February the 12th. We also have our Direct West Business of the Week. We'll be talking about coming back in overtime because you got a busy weekend. I got a busy weekend. And Sports on Tap coming up, too. We'll be right back. You're watching a Football Friday on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause, Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Football Friday heads into the overtime segment here, our final segment of what has been just a fantastic Football Friday. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to check the poll results here to kick off overtime for Emerald Water, Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Poll question, what's the pressure on the riders in 2020 compared to 2013? On Twitter, 46% of you are saying it's the same. 39% of you saying there's more pressure on the riders this year hosting the Grey Cup than there was in 2013, the last time they did it. And 15% of you saying there's less. Facebook poll, the numbers are 48% of you saying there's more pressure. So there's, again, a little bit of a discrepancy between Twitter and Facebook. But you get the idea. And for whatever reason, I feel like there's a smidgen less pressure. But that's just me. And that is why we have polls. It's a democracy, last time I checked. My friend Brad Hersina watches every show. Military guy. He says, my number one free agent is Cameron Judge. Other than a quarterback, starting Canadians must be at or near the top of the list. Judge is just going to get better. So I got Arbuckle number one. I believe I had Judge three or four. And producer Clark has come out of his cage to join us here in the bunker. How you doing, Clark?
Oh, not too bad. Pretty good.
Do you ever not wear a hat?
I haven't had a haircut in like 2 months, so I'm going for one this afternoon. That's why.
Okay, modern men? Modern men? Good.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Good.
So Jordan is flying the ship over there. So he's adept at putting up your list of free agents?
I told him how.
And you got fancy.
I cheated. So I was thinking about it, and I was talking to a good friend of mine who works in the league, and he was like, well, if you're going to have a top 10 list, you have to have Canadians, and now they have that veteran free agents thing that kind of count as
naturalized Canadians.
Yeah, so you kind of have to, if you're going to have a top 10, you have to include like different categories. And I said, okay, well, why don't I just make three different lists? So that's, I kind of cheated. So I went with the top Canadians. So I had Cam Judge, Cleon Lang, Anthony Coombs, who's a very versatile guy in the backfield, Juwan Breskison, and Sean McEwen. And then I went with the younger Americans, so the guys who have played less than
four free years. Agents. So these are American free agents.
So that's Arbuckle, Shaq Evans, Dylan Wynn out in Hamilton, who's a very strong defensive lineman. And then my good boy Mika Awe out in Toronto, and the Red Blacks. Outstanding player nominee, Avery Williams, at linebacker there. And then you have the veteran free agent list, which I was talking to Nick Lewis about his, he didn't put Willie Jefferson on his list because he thinks he's going NFL or back to the Bombers. So he didn't think it was much of a thing, but I put Willie up there, and then Stanley Bryant. Ja'Garrett Davis, I think, is one of the most dominant guys in the league. Micah Johnson is down there as well. So a lot of defensive linemen. And then Darrell Walker, I think, is the top available receiving free agent out there.
Well, this was Clark's idea to do this, so hats off to you for doing that. And maybe we'll do more lists because people really seem to like the list. Yeah. It's generated discussion in our social media. And can I say this? There were some computer glitches with the graphics. So some of the teams don't match up with the players.
It's mostly John Lynch's list.
But some people are all over you about it. It's like, you get the idea, okay?
And in fairness to us, too, like, Frenzy gave us the list really late, and we had to do some spell checking on there.
The teams.
So we had fun with it. Let's just say that.
But you understand in 2020, everybody's favorite pastime is na-na-na-na-boo-boo, right. You screwed up.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that. So I'm saying take a break from that for a while and just enjoy the lists as we go into the weekend. And add your thoughts, too. That's kind of what we like to do around here. Sports on Tap, by the way, for the Tap Liquor Store, the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. WHL tonight, Prince George's at Moose Jaw. Guys, it's the sale of the century in the Warriors store. 40% off all their gear. Oof, on now.
Wow.
Moose Jaw Warriors gear. I heard it this morning on Country 100.
Some good tinder for a fire, hey?
No, I didn't say flame stuff is on sale.
Oh, sorry.
Warriors merchandise on sale in the Warriors store, the Crush Can store, all through the weekend, the sale of the century. The Warriors are home to Prince George tonight. Maybe we'll go to that.
Yeah.
Swift Current is at Saskatoon tonight. And you, Darren, will be at the microphone
for that one.
That's pretty cool.
That'll be fun.
Again, Saskatoon is the place to be this weekend. Oh, Blades home tonight. Rush home tomorrow to the Colorado Mammoth. Oh, for those coming on our limo bus, Mark's Warehouse in the North Walmart parking lot, 230. Is that the most Saskatchewan sentence ever said?
Yeah.
Is that place still standing, or what's the deal with North Walmart?
Bring a fire extinguisher. Mark's Work Warehouse parking lot, North Walmart, 2:30 Saturday, limo bus rolling out, stopping at Wendell Clark's on our way to the game. Also tonight, Calgary's at Brandon. Prince Albert Raiders are at Edmonton. Regina Pats are at Seattle. 10 games in all. Busy night in the dub. SJ tonight, LaRange is at the Battlefords, Notre Dame is at Kindersley, Humboldt at Melfort, Flin Flon at Nipawin, and the top rivalry in the SJ, I believe, is Estevan at Weyburn. They'll meet at Crescent Point Place tonight. Our Direct West Business of the Week, MySask 411 app. Use it all the time. Download it now. There it is. MySask Business of the Week.
Good job, Jordan.
From Direct. Good job, Jordan. He's all over it. What do we need you for?
I don't know. I need to be out more often.
I was told you are handling this, the business of the week.
Well, yeah, as I'm going to be on the road. I mean, you're already locked into going to Wendell's. I needed somewhere to eat tonight before the game if I get out early enough. So, yeah, you guys fired up the app and looking for something different. Mi Hong's, I think, is the restaurant of choice.
Nice.
They say they got the best peanut chicken, so I'm excited.
But you said you've been there. Are you acting right now? You said you'd been there.
I had been, but I've never had that. So
exciting.
Yeah, it's funny because Saskatoon's a great hotbed for food. You know that.
Smiley. It's not even underrated. It gets the kudos it deserves.
Oh, it does. There's so many options. But you go there and you're always like, okay, where do I go? Everywhere, because there's so many great places. So it's cool pulling up the app and then seeing all the different options. And, you know, we typed in Vietnamese, or we type in Chinese food, or you type in barbecue and...
Yeah. It works exactly like Google, but for Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
So you type in the town, and then all the businesses from your distance fans around in a circumference.
It's pretty awesome.
It's
and
awesome.
Give you some recommendations, too, which is always
recommendations,
helpful.
Too. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So MySask 411, download it on your smartphone and use it. We recommend it. Boy, we've covered a lot today. A great job, Clark. I was going to ask you how you got Reinbold, but that was easy.
Yeah.
I guess I know the answer to that.
Yeah, we were just tweeting our normal stuff, and he sent us a tweet last week and said, hey, let's have me on and chat football. And I was like, okay, and you know how he always tweets in capital letters.
So I was he was yelling at you.
I was very intimidated. Yeah. Okay, I go, okay, Jeff, we'll get you on. So
and as it turns out, we have a Super Bowl correspondent.
Yeah,
now.
Hey, we're going to get him on again. I was just texting him, so he's going to come on again from down south.
I love it. Great guys. Great guy. Thank you, Jeff Reinbold. Thank you, Ty Katz. Thank you, DeVars Daniels and the Eskimos for making that happen. And Andy McNamara and all the rest. Guys, it's going to be an awesome sports weekend.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Next week should be a big week on the show, too. Lots of good stuff happening.
When are you going to take the whole Monroe clan to a Rush game? You've always got stuff going on.
I know. Weekends are tough. But hopefully soon. Hopefully it's the season.
You let me know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I will.
Okay.
Well.
Saskatoon, we're coming to you. We'll see you this weekend.
See you this
drive
weekend.
Safe. Everybody drive safe. And we'll see you Monday to recap a busy sports weekend at 10 a.m. Central right here on Facebook Live.
Ooh. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.